business FOMO, jumping on the bandwagon of what your competitors is doing and getting a little easy ride. You're the scorpion on the back of, I think it was a turtle. Scorpion on the back of the turtle. I'm going to have to look that story up. Hello, busy people. This is Digital Marketing Strategy for you, the business owner, the brand builder, the online entrepreneur, or the Shopify store owner. We're talking about digital marketing strategy for you. I know you're busy, so let's get into today's topic. Welcome to today's discussion on digital marketing topics. And I'm here because I'm going to share and help you figure out your marketing strategy for your business, for your brand. I say Shopify store, whatever you want to do online. And the reason why we have this Tuesday show and we talk about, you know, media and social media and stuff on Fridays is because things are ever changing. It used to be, can you remember a time before cable when it was just, you know, three channels? And when you got the news, that was it. You had to wait like a whole day or the next morning. And then we got cable news and it became a 24-hour thing. Well, now with social media, it's gone beyond 24 hours. It's a, okay, what's going on this hour kind of thing. Because, you know, we had the, you know, Facebook went down, Twitter went down, LinkedIn. So all of those updates are, everything is so instantaneous now. I don't even know how it's going to get faster than what it is now. It probably will. But because of that, news is changing, things are being said, and you have to know as a business owner. And if you're running a business, you know, you're doing your work, you're doing what you're doing, your side hustle, whatever, you're working on that. So you can't work on your business and keep up with the latest updates that affect your business. So that's why we do this show on Tuesday. And then on Friday, we do a wrap up of everything. Tune in here, because if it's something relevant, that's the key. There's lots of news floating around about social media and tech and this and that, but it has to be relevant to you. I have to make it relevant to you so you can go, what do I do with that information? How does it pertain to my business? How can I implement it? What are the things that I need to watch out for? So that's one of the things we're going to talk about today. So business FOMO, and I'm going to explain the business FOMO, and I'm going to explain what FOMO is if you haven't heard of it. Now, FOMO is one of those terms that started with the kids. Everything starts with the generation Y or Z or X or zero, what connect, whatever they're calling themselves, the teenagers. They're the ones that do that they get the culture and they make up new things and it gets exciting with them and it's a buzz. And then the older folks like us, we get it and we hear about it. By the time it gets to us, the kids aren't using it and they moved on to something else. The more information we get out, especially the one today that we're talking about, the business FOMO. So if you're wondering what the business FOMO is, well, FOMO is fear of missing out. And it's one of those terms that is getting, well, it's, I don't know if it's still popular. I don't know that I can't gauge it because there was one called YOLO a few years ago. You only live once and that one kind of died. So like I said, the kids, I'm calling them the kids, the teenagers, they get together on Snapchat and Snapchat is still alive. Snapchat stock went up this week and Wall Street is bullish and excited about Snap. So it's not dead. Now, again, if your industry, your business doesn't surround teenagers, then you don't have to use Snap. You don't have to use it and you don't have to worry about it. But what goes on with the teenagers, it eventually moves on to us. They've been doing YOLO and now it's FOMO, fear of missing out. So it's pretty much, you see it, you know, when you see a line of people standing out, like I'll give an example for here. In my neighborhood, there's a famous fish market. That's the name of it, famous fish market. And it's in a little tiny spot with a door. It's not even like on the corner or a restaurant. There's always a line out the door. Why? Because it's good fish. So when you pass by and you see that long line, fear of missing out, like what's going on? Something must be going on because all these people are lined up. Which we in New York, we do not like to line up. We do not like to queue up for anything. So when you in New York, when you see a line like that, it means something. So that activates the fear of missing out. We don't want to miss out on the good thing that's going on with the line. I can give you an example. Seinfeld, the soup Nazi guy, the line out the door, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, the soup Nazi was real. The line was real. The soup was good. Why? Because I stood in the line. It was like 20 degrees outside or something. But that line, I was like, okay, I'm going to investigate this line thing. What's going on? Get in the line. You wait in the line. Long line. It's wintertime in New York. You bundled up. It's cold. And I'm like, wait a minute. I don't know. Then I get closer and I go, I get the soup. I go back to my, this time I was working at the ad agency. I go back. I'm having lunch with my coworkers and I'm like, this soup is fantastic, fabulous. The best soup, I mean, to this day, the best soup I ever had. But I stood in line and I saw the line and everybody else sees the line because of FOMO, fear of missing out. So you see that line and you go, that's something good. I don't want to miss out, right? So you see that and then now the business FOMO that I'm talking about today is Amazon. Amazon Prime Day. It's the company's biggest summer extravaganza. They're calling it Black Friday in July, Christmas in July. The deals are fabulous, blah, blah, blah. It's a big deal. So the company is splashing out. They had Taylor Swift as the concert. They had a concert on 34th Street and had Taylor Swift and all these people. And they're on, have online streaming and people talking about the deals to get the excitement going. Because this is their biggest sale. One of the biggest. I don't know if it's the biggest. I have to look at the details. Yes, bigger than Black Friday and all that other stuff. This is the deal. Why are they so gung-ho and they made this Prime Day? Well, let's look at Amazon. Amazon works not by selling you products. Amazon makes money by selling you a membership called Prime Membership. And it's like $119, whatever, a year. And when you get into this ecosystem of Amazon Prime, you get fabulous things. You get free, you get a free TV streaming channel. You get free shipping. You get deals all year long. But that is the company's primary driver of income, because once you get into that Prime, you get all kinds of deals. You can go to Whole Foods and get a deal because they own, you know, the Whole Foods. You can get the device. The voice assistant device and put it in your house. And it's great. It's convenient because you just say, add this to the list or give me a reminder, or set an alarm or call this. You've seen the commercials. I've seen a new one. It was a really good one of, I think it was a family and it was two sisters that shared a room. And, you know, they fought back and forth for years over, you know, because they're sharing a room. But the oldest one goes to college. And then once she goes to college, you know, she's, kisses goodbye, and then when it's time for the younger one to go to bed, she goes in the room that they share, and she looks at the empty bed, and then she looks at her, I think they had a dot, and she said, you know, call the sister. So she calls her, and then she lays down, goes to sleep talking to the sister. So I thought that was a really cool commercial, and their commercials are drivers of buying the device, buying the membership, and all of that. But the FOMO part of this for business is, yes, they have the Prime Day, but Walmart, eBay, Target, Best Buy, and Capital One all jumped on this whole Prime Day. They jumped on. So that's the business FOMO of, okay, A has done this Prime Day thing. How long has it been? 2 years? 3 years? This year, I mean, and probably last year, these retailers may have, you know, done sales during that time. It's getting attention, talking about everywhere. So you know what? This is how they get in. They say, okay, for the Prime Day, you have to have the membership. Well, you don't have to have it. You can buy like a 1 day pass, $12.99. Okay. But their approach, Walmart, eBay, and all of them, they have different approaches. Walmart is saying like, well, you don't need, why do you need a membership to shop and get deals? Come on over here. We got our own thing going. And they're not calling it Prime Day, but they're jumping on the bandwagon of Prime Day. They even started a day early. They started their sale on Sunday. And all of this is a part of a, you know, the summer, and think about it, it's summertime strategy. Like we talked before, summertime is harder to get people to buy in because they're doing other things. The weather. weather is great. They're at the beach. They're, you know, reading. They're on vacation. Everything's lovely. The sun is shining. They're not thinking about you. They're not thinking about your company and, well, whatever. So that's why I was saying you need to do something. Like, one of the things was the summer sale. So here we are. They've done the Prime Day. It's growing in momentum. It's only been maybe 3 years. I expect it to be even bigger next year. They started talking about it before yesterday. I think maybe 2 weeks. They've been talking about Prime Day, getting you primed. I love that word prime because they're getting you primed for the sale. They're getting you salivated. You know, when you go to a restaurant and the waiter says, well, the specials today are, and they don't say steak. They describe it in mouthwatering terms. They describe it that because they're selling the special to you. You have to get attention because everything is so crowded. There's so many things vying for customers, your people's attention. There's TV, there's summer, there's jobs, there's kids, there's life, there's soccer practice, there's going to the dentist, there's all of those things. You have to try to fit in there and jump in front of them and say, hey, I got something that you need and want, not something that they don't, you know, you're not going to waste your time. So that's why I said about the business FOMO. Walmart and all of these guys are jumping on the bandwagon of Prime Day because there's attention on it by the media, by you, by everybody talking on it online. When you go to Amazon, when you go to whatever.com, I'm not going to say the name, and you see it's plastered everywhere. It was smart, very smart of eBay, Target, Walmart, all of these, Best Buy, to talk about, this is going on over there, but if you're not a member, this is Walmart's deal. If you're not a member, come on over here. eBay has a different one. They started a hashtag called Crashing Prime Day because last year during the Prime Day, the start of Prime Day, the website for A went down. It was down. So how could you buy? They built up this hype. And then you go to the website or you go to the app and, you know, you can't buy the fabulous things that you looked at before the start of the sale because they will put the deals up to, you know, enticement. You got to entice them. So they put the deals up. You look through them and I'm making my wish list and I'm looking at this. I'm going to get that. Oh, that's a good deal. I'm going to get that. And then you go and the website crashes and you can't buy anything. So eBay's approach is to make a hashtag saying if the website crash this year, they're going to have even more extraordinary deals. You're going to save even more. They even made a commercial. Oh, it was really nice. It got my attention. If you're already in, you know, a Prime member, that's not going to entice you. I mean, I might go over there and look. The key word here is the curiosity. It got some people's attention who, like I said, maybe eBay is their thing, or the same thing with Target. Target had commercials talking about their sales. And if you're a Target kind of person, which I like Target, you would pay attention and go there and say, okay, well, maybe I'll look at Prime Day sales and I don't see anything I really want to buy. And like, you know, if you're not in the market for something, you might just browse. But Target, that's some place you go maybe once or twice a week or whatever. You're going to naturally go to Target. I think I heard that Best Buy was selling Apple products. And I believe like the AirPods, there was some kind of deal on that, like $20 off or something. So if you were in the market to get the AirPods, maybe with the wireless charging case instead of the regular case, when they offered a $20 off, you're going to up to the wireless case when you was going to, okay, I only got enough for the regular case. You see? Oh, I had my eye on that. They're giving me. It's not a deep discount. I mean, $20 off the AirPods. It's not like a deep discount, but it's a discount. It's $20. Some people might be going, oh, well, that's only $20. No, that's $20. You pay the price. If it's $199, you pay $199. If it's $149, you pay $149. If it's $399, you pay $399. There's no, okay, I'm going to wait for the sale because it's never coming. I mean, not never, but they've got Prime and they might do something around Christmas maybe. But, you know, those there's like 6 months between all of that. They were calling this the Black Friday, the summer Black Friday. They were calling this all, you know, all kind of things connected to Christmas shopping. Because that's like the biggest retail shopping area, you know, where people are shopping. I'm curious, were you enticed by the deals and the whole Prime Day circus and extravaganza? And yes, because that's the magic of it. That's the magic of the circus. That's the magic of any, like I was saying about a magician, when they do their tricks, they're telling you to look at their hands because they're doing something else and they're expressive and show. So that's the attention part of it. All of this Prime Day and everybody, the business FOMO and Walmart, even Capital One got on it. And I was like, how did Capital One get on Prime Day? So they were using this to present their Wikibuy shopping tool. So this was their copy. Don't overpay on Amazon Prime. I just said Prime Day. Read the Capital One marketing email from July 8th. They were encouraging consumers to use Wikibuy to compare Prime Day deals to other merchants' prices on the same items. So that was Capital One in on Prime Day. So there was a lot of different approaches. So we, you know, Best Buy had the deals on Apple. Walmart was like, you know, come and shop with us, lowest prices. You don't need a membership. eBay was okay. Well, you know, you don't have to go over there. You can come over here because we got the deals if you like us. So it was a lot of that. This ties in to the discussion we were talking about with the summertime marketing strategy. And I said one of them was sales. And then we were talking about the special days and the hashtag that goes with a special day. These are all part of the summertime marketing strategies where you want to get the attention. And maybe they don't buy from you today, but they may buy from you next month or in a couple of months. The way this works, when you're trying to get the attention, and this is the piggybacking or jumping on the bandwagon of Prime Day, you're going to offer something that is on sale, but it's valuable, but it's on sale where they might not want to pay the regular price, and you give it a deep discount. This is the thing. A lot of people don't understand, well, why should I give something for free or a taste or a sample or a deep discount? Because you're trying to get them into your circle of trust. Because once you get them as a customer, you're in. They know you, they like you, they trust you, they bought from you, they're in your email list. So guess what? In a couple of months, when you have another deal that's not on deep discount sale, it's regular price, something they want, and you send them an email and you keep, you know, and you sell it and you the enticing. Remember I said about going to the restaurant and the waiters, they have to sell the entrees. They have to sell the specials that the chef's specials are. And they make the thing sound so delicious. And you just, I'm so hungry. I want that special, you know, the flounder or whatever with the this and that. But so that's what you're doing when you get them in with the summer sale. You have to take a hit on that. You have to say, okay, I'm going to discount this or give a piece of it free or free shipping, whatever it is. We talked about that. Whatever it is, you want to get them into your circle of trust. You want the little squirrel to come. You got a nut and a squirrel. You want the squirrel to come over on here and, you know, come on over here, squirrel. You want them to know you and come over here. And I've got, if you like that, well, I got this. Here's the upgrade, especially when you're buying them. If you used to go in a mattress store, we don't, you know, some people still do, but some people get the mattress that comes to them. But you go in and the mattress salesman like, well, you know, and you say, well, my budget is X, Y, Z, and they show it to you and they go, well, you know, that's okay, but you know, you want this thing to last, you want a comfortable sleep. Let me show you what I got over here. It's a really good deal. And they steer you over from the budget thing that they ran on sale to get. And Macy's was good at this, and they still are. Macy's will say $99, whatever, and you get there and you look at it, it's adequate. And the sales guy says, okay, come over here and lay down on this one. It's a better deal. It's on sale. So you see the upsell. So all of those things, they won't happen unless you get them in like they are right now with the Prime Day sale. That's how it works. But you got to give up a little bit. For the rewards down the road, when you get a satisfied customer, they're a satisfied customer, right? They're going to talk about you to other people. And they look at you and they come in the circle of trust and they see what you like and they like the price. And you might say, oh, you're a friend of so-and-so. Well, you get the friend discount. See how that works? You got to give up a little bit something in the front end to say, I got a customer here. And they're going to want to buy everything that I make from here on out. And this does not only apply to retail and physical products. If you're a coach, if you got a service, you have to think of it in service terms. What is something that I can add on for free to entice someone to come in? Stop holding on to, well, my thing is $5.97 and I'm not discounting because I want the $5.97. So the thing you have to think about is, what can I give away for free? Yeah, it's going to cost me a little bit now, but I want to get a customer in for life. This is what Prime Day is about. You don't have a membership. You see all of those great deals. I want that flash screen TV. I had my eye on it. It's the perfect price, but I got to either pay the one day, which I think if you're going to think about, I'm going to shop them a lot, I might do the Prime Day because you get so much more. They want you to be a Prime member because they want the membership, because that's an engaged customer in the circle of trust of the company, and you are there because it automatically renews. And you say, okay, well, you know, I had so much fun. I bought this and that, and I'm watching this. I'm just going to let it be. I'm just going to do it again, because you're shopping. You're going right to Whole Foods. You got the video. You got the books. You got music. I forgot about the music, Amazon Music. All of those things are in the Prime. So they know if they can sell you on the Prime membership and it's automatically renewed, a lot of people will forget to, you know, I want to stop it before it gets renewed. And then some people just let it go because, oh, you know, I'm using it. I'm watching TV. I'm listening. That's the thing. Once you get in the ecosystem of Prime Day and the membership, you're probably in. This is why I'm saying is business FOMO. You have these businesses that are jumping in, right? There's nothing wrong. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm saying it's right, because they're getting the attention. And I believe there's a statistic that said maybe half of American households have the Prime membership. So that's an opportunity to get for those companies to get the other half. And then with Capital One, they got their own little new shopping tool. So guess what? They're going to use the hashtag Prime Day. They're going to try to get in. They're going to put their little stuff. They got this journalist writing about their little wiki buy tool or whatever. So it's a good way to get your feet wet with a new product by attaching it and jumping on the bandwagon of the big giant Prime Day from the big giant company that everybody knows. It's just one of the things that you do in business. But whatever it is, it's an attention tool, an attention strategy to jump on the back. What is that? The parable about the frog jumped on the something back, or something jumped on the back to cross over the scorpion, with a scorpion on the back of something. That's the thing about this, is that the businesses are riding on the back of Prime Day, which they naturally should, because they're going to get the attention of the people who don't have Prime or interested in all the hoopla and the media circus and all of the things that are going on. So that's how you get people's attention. Is like, hey, we over here, look at us, come on over. And then you get them to come over, and then you say, well, I've got this valuable thing you might want to buy, and it's a little discounted today. If you buy it today, you get the discount. And if you get in, then you start sending them emails about, well, I noticed that you're interested, your interests are, and if this is in the service part of it, like, you know, you're not selling a product, in the service part of it, well, I understand that you know, you're interested in this topic or that topic or whatever. I've got the item, I've got the service, I've got the thing that can help you fix that problem. See, it's always about giving value to fix a problem or a need. You want to fit that. But see, this is the time, and you always want to check your you always want to check what your competitor is doing. You know, we're not big like these guys. They have, you know, teams of departments of people that are keeping an eye, you know, the spot. They're spying on the competitors all the time. Again, you're busy with your, you know, you're a one-man shop, or you five-woman place, or, you know, you have this employee. You're busy. So you don't have time to look at what they're doing. But you can do an occasional check and say, what are they doing? Because if your competitor is doing something like this, you see what they did with Prime Day. They advertise it like 2 weeks ahead of today. It was like they didn't start advertising on Friday. They started advertising 2 weeks ago. So everybody knew it was coming. It got the news cycle interested, and they've been talking about it. So it was unavoidable. If you watch TV, or if you were on, you know, if you went to Facebook or Twitter or whatever, because they're running ads, So those are the kind of things that they're doing. So you keep a watch on what your competitors doing online. It's really easy to do nothing. You have to look at constantly. You could just do a Twitter search, or you could do a Facebook search, or whatever the search is, and just an Instagram. If you do a search on Instagram, it will remember the last things you search. So you just go to the explore tab and tap it, and you can go into the competitor's account and see what they're doing. They may have, oh, we're having an August sale, 1st of August, because, you know, we're in the middle of July. They can say 1st of August, we're doing a discount, or we're doing whatever. So you could say, that's interesting. Let me see if I can get the jump on their sale, because we share the same target audience. Let me see what I can do to get on their sale, but not, you know, to get their attention, but you're going to do something similar in the similar vein of what they're doing, and you could call it something else. Like Prime Day, you could call yours something else. There's a hashtag anti-Prime Day. eBay went with hashtag crashing Prime Day. Hashtags don't belong to anybody, so you could use it if you want. Nobody's going to stop you. But what you're going to do is you're going to create something that your target audience wants that they're not offering. You could do that. You either make your own day, or you jump on theirs, or get ahead of them. Walmart got ahead of Prime Day, and they made sales. So that's what you want to do. That was the whole idea of me talking about the business FOMO, the fear of missing out. The idea of this is that they're keeping tabs on each other. Prime Day started maybe 3 years ago, and it wasn't getting, you know, probably Walmart and those guys weren't paying too much attention, but then they saw the sales, or, you know, they saw the attention or whatever, and they were like, well, we got to get on it, but in our way. Target did it in their way. I did it in their way. They did Apple products. So who don't want, hey, I'm thinking of getting something, but I was waiting for a sale. Well, here's your opportunity. You've been waiting on it and you wanted it. Keep your eye on it and, you know, you get the discount. And then I think one of the news shows mentioned something called Camel, about you put it in your browser. It's something about watching the sales items for Prime Day and other things. I have to look at it, but I think it was called Camel, 3 words that you put in your browser. So there's another thing that you can look at and say, okay, I'm selling this product. My competitor is selling this product. If they're going to have a sale next month, and they're doing something, you know, as far as copy and graphics, well, you could do something different. Say, well, I'm the anti-Prime Day. You're the Prime Day. I'm the anti-Prime Day because I'm giving you something that you can't get from Prime Day. So I'm giving you something that you can't get from your competitors. See how that works? That you need to think about it, but really be really creative about it and dance around it. Like, you see what eBay did? They took the stuff from A, but they twisted it and turned it around and made it funny and fit them as a company and got some attention. So that's what you want to do. Just bring up what they aren't giving your shared audience. And you know what that is. So you're going to study your competitors. Keep an eye on them. Keep a little Twitter search, or if they're on Facebook, you know, make sure, because again, when you search in Facebook, it's not the greatest thing, but when you tap in to the little search box, it will show you a drop down of some of the things that you have searched for before. So if you keep an eye on them, say every week or whatever, or, you know, every day, if you got time, 5 minutes, tap on it and see what's going on their page and what they're talking about. You can say, well, I can get ahead of that by offering, you know, if they got something in silver, you offer it in gold. Or if they got something that's this price, you offer that price. But make sure it's something that you can afford to discount or afford to give away budget-wise. But think about that it's going to bring you more customers because you're getting them into your circle of trust. They're starting to look at you instead of the competitor. They're looking at you and say, oh, well, you know, instead of chocolate chip cookies, they're giving out oatmeal. They got oatmeal over there. I really haven't had an oatmeal cookie. I want to try one. Let me go over there and try it. They like it. And they go, oh, well, I'm going to start buying from you too. So that's what you want to do. You want to sit down and go, okay, what? And the best way to do that is to look at what your competitors are doing. You should know your competitors, one, at least one. They're doing the same thing you're doing in the same pool you're in, and they've got some customers. You're going, well, how can I siphon off a little bit of their customers or get their customers' attention too? Because some of their audience or some of their customers might want to shop with them and with you. So don't count yourself out saying, well, you know, well, my competitor has everybody, you know, in my, you might be able to get one or two, and that's all you need. That's all you need, depending on what you're selling. So think about it. Okay. Well, there you have it. We're at the top of the hour. So I thank you guys for participating with us and talking and discussing and all of the talk going back and forth. I was just really excited by Prime Day, and not as far as the shopping things. I really didn't look and buy anything because I'm like Fran said, I'm not in the shopping mood to get anything. I mean, we looked, but it's like, whatever. But I really got excited watching the news and watching them talk about Prime Day. And one of the journalists was like, oh, and eBay is doing this and Walmart is doing that. And I was like, oh, really? I said, well, that's the angle there. I like that part of it, the strategy part of it. I'm always looking at news stuff and articles and going, what's the strategy part of this that I can talk about and then you guys can take and use? Because we're not, you know, we're not as big as those guys, not big retailers, but business is business. Strategy is strategy, whether you, you know, a one-person team or, you know, like you're a corporation with thousands of employees, business works the same way. The principles work the same way. The strategy is the strategy. You just have to go, okay, I'm a smaller person, so I got to tone it down or cut some part out or make it fit my small business, what I'm doing. So that's really why I wanted to talk about Prime Day. And plus, it was just like everybody's talking about it. So there you have it. That's the end of today's episode. Now, busy people, it's time for you to get back to building your business and having a productive day. Thank you for listening.